Weeds have gotten so bad in some cotton fields in the South, the land is unfarmable.
They're winning the fight. They're winning the battle.
Aaron Hager is a weed expert at the University of Illinois Extension Office. He says the situation is dire.
They're evolving faster, better to survive in the environment, then we're coming up with solutions, at least chemical solutions, to control them.
To effectively control weeds, farmers need to use multiple chemical and non-chemical methods. But in the mid-90s, Monsanto created the Roundup Ready system. All farmers had to do was apply one herbicide twice a year. It was cheap, effective, and widely adopted. A little over a decade after coming onto the market, 9 in 10 commodity crop fields were using it. Then farmers began noticing survivors, herbicide-resistant weeds. And Aaron Hager says they shouldn't have come as a surprise.
Resistant individuals are just naturally occurring. Rare individuals that have something different.
Resistant weeds aren't a big problem until they spread, which happens when farmers apply the same chemical over and over again, like they did with Roundup. Farmers first saw them emerge in Georgia in the 90s, and they've been marching north into corn and soybean fields ever since, making farmers hungry for a new product.
Take control of weeds like never before.
In October, the government approved Enlist Duo. Created by Dow AgroScience, one of Monsanto's top competitors, Enlist is essentially Roundup, switched into high gear.
Protect what matters without changing the way you farm. Talk to your seed or crop protection supplier today.
The product is a mix of glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, and an herbicide called 2,4-D. Farmers who switch from Roundup to Enlist will be nearly doubling the amount of chemicals they pour on their land. That has some environmental groups worried about its impact on public health and the environment. But the Environmental Protection Agency says 2,4-D is safe for both when used according to the label. The government and the industry hope Enlist will solve the problem of resistant weeds. But Mark Bernards has heard that before.
My big concern with this product is that we've used other products in the past. And because it's good and it's easy, we overuse it, and that leads to problems.
Bernards is a weed scientist and professor at Western Illinois University. Farmers have been hopscotching from chemical to chemical as weeds develop resistance. It's been called the chemical treadmill. But now, we're at a point where farmers simply can't do that.
We're right on the very edge of the chemical treadmill, and there's nothing beyond to tread onto that we can really see clearly right now. And so the concern is, do we get thrown off the chemical treadmill?
The EPA negotiated stricter guidelines with Dow to help prevent that from happening.
We've spent over a decade developing the Enlist weed control system.
That's Damon Palmer, a marketing director for Dow AgroScience. He says the company developed training programs to educate farmers about how to responsibly use the product with resistant weeds in mind.
We really need to make sure it's a sustainable tool and can be utilized into the future. And it's really going to be diversity of weed control that'll allow that to happen.
Bernards, the weed scientist from Western Illinois, says multiple strategies are necessary, but they're also time-consuming and costly. He suspects producers will need more than just the knowledge of how to change to actually do it.
Do there need to be incentives for farmers to adopt some of these things? Or do there need to be penalties in the existing programs that we have if they don't?
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking the same questions, something they might act on down the road. Meanwhile, farmers will be put to the test this spring when Enlist Duo becomes available on a trial basis in 6 states across the Midwest. If they fail, they could spray themselves into a future that looks a lot like the past, one that includes chopping weeds by hand. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.